ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् नमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः So we saw last class, Purupakshi showed Gati Shrutis. I told you, Gati Shrutihi, in the style of the Shastram is that always Shrutihi means Shruti statement. A Shruti statement discussing the Gatihi, destination, is called Gati Shrutihi. And so Purupakshi quoted that, Gati Shrutihi is in the mentioned Shastram, that one travels. He mentioned a person who performs, combines meditation with karma, and he has a result of which he'll go to Brahmaloka. That quotation he showed, we saw in the previous class. Why did he say that? Shankaracharya Siddhanti mentioned the four types of results. Remember? Four, karma can produce only four types of results. The fifth type of result is not possible. And the four types of results are what? First is, you must remember, first is, the last one is we saw, utpattihi, samskritihi, vikritihi, aptihi. I am saying the feminine gender word. Shankaracharya given, you can see page number 334, Utpatti Samskara Vikaraptayaha Hi Phalam Karmanaha Drishyate. In page number 334, you see, he said why knowledge and karma cannot be combined at all. Whether you want to make it karma predominant or knowledge secondary, a secondary means, or not just the primary means and karma as a secondary means. Anyway, knowledge and karma cannot be combined as a means of attainment of moksha. Why? Because moksha does not come under the category of any type of results, any type of the four results producible by the karma. And what are those four results? We saw in page number 334, Utpattihi, Utpatti Samskara Vikaraptayaha. When all four of them are given together, they mentioned in plural form. Utpatti Samskara Vikaraptayaha. Vikaraptayohi Karmanaha Phalam Drishyate. So Karmanaha Phalam Drishyate. This is how we know, it is seen, it is understood, the result of karma definitely comes under the category of any of these four. Either it must be production, or it must be refinement, or it must be modification, or it must be attainment or reaching. So he mentioned that. Therefore, moksha is not reachable. Moksha na apyaha, moksha na vikaryaha, moksha na samskaryaha, na utpadyaha. Moksha is not producible, modifiable, refinable, or attainable. Therefore, moksha is not at all, moksha does not come under the category of any of these four. Therefore, karma cannot be the means of attainment of moksha at all. That he said, but for which Purupakshi said, we saw last class, there's a gatishrutihi, gatishrutehe apyaha iti. He said, no, moksha cannot be produced. Moksha is not a result of, not attainable in terms of modification, change or refinement, but moksha is attainable, reachable. How reachable? Because it's a gatishrutihi. Vedas has gatishrutihi. And he quotes gati statements. And those gati statements reveal the result of the karma, pure karma, not knowledge at all. Surya dvarena tevrajaha, etc. He said, he quoted Gati Shrutis and he said moksha can be attained. Then Shankaracharya said, we saw in page number 337, na. Why moksha cannot be reachable? Moksha is not a destination to be reached. Because two reasons were given, beautiful reasons. Do you remember? Sarva gatatvat, gantribihi cha ananyatvat. Moksha is non-different from the traveler. Gantrubihi ananyatvat, sarvagatatvat, due to its all pervasiveness and being not different from the seeker. Here Ganta literally means a traveler. Actually, any destination should fulfill two conditions. I said it must be different from the traveler and it must be distant from the traveler. Distance and difference, that must be there. Only then a traveler can reach the destination. But here, moksha is, what is moksha? Akashadi karanatvat sarvagatam. Being the cause of space also, Brahman is what? All pervasive. And then, there's nothing which is different from Brahman here. Therefore, sarve vijnanatmanaha, all the jivas, vijnanatmanaha means all the jivas are non-different from Brahma. All the jivas are essentially Brahman only. Non-different from Brahma. Second thing, Brahman is all pervasive. The moksha being the nature of Brahma, moksha is not apyaha, ataha na apyaha. Remember, this much you have already seen. Now, and the reason was given, gantuhu anyati vibhinna desham bhavati. Gantuhu anyati vibhinna desham cha bhavati gantavyam. We saw that much we have already seen. Let me tell you, this is where we left last class. 339, it was said, why moksha is not apyaha? Why moksha is not attainable? Moksha cannot be attained. Reason is, something to be attained must be away from the person who wants to, the seeker who wants to attain. It will be different from the seeker. Gantuhu anyat vibhinna desham cha bhavati gantavyam. So gantavyam sthanam, a place which must be reached, must be anyat, different from the ganta. Gantuhu anyat. Vibhinna deshancha. It's also different, away from the person who travels. Only then a destination can be, it is a destination. So, gantuhu anyat, gantuhu vibhinna desham. It's a place which is different from the traveler. It is distant from the traveler. It's also other than the traveler. Then it can be called a destination. Nahi yena eva. Vyatiriktam yat tat teneva gamyate. Yeneva avyatiriktam. Yeneva avyatiriktam yat tat teneva gamyate. So that which is non-different from oneself is not reached by oneself. Okay? So anything which is non-different from oneself cannot be reached by oneself. It is that you cannot reach yourself. What is meant by second sentence is that which is non-different from oneself cannot be reached by oneself, which means you cannot reach yourself because moksha is your swarupam. You are moksha. Your swarupam is moksha. Your shastram says you are fullness. You are satchidanandaha means you are chit consciousness. You are sat, you are existence, you are fullness. Satchidananda atma you are. So you cannot reach yourself. That is why moksha is not attainable, not apyaha. Therefore moksha is not karma phalam. Therefore karma cannot be a means of attainment of moksha. This much we have seen. Now new class starts now only. And for which Shankara Bhagavatpada also presents the quotations. how to understand this mokshaha is non-different from oneself. To say mokshaha is non-different from oneself, non-separate from oneself, moksha is one's own self, one's own swarupam. If one's own swarupam means, so he, which means what is moksha then? Moksha is nothing but atma. Atma and mokshaha are identical. So atma is one's own swarupam, therefore moksha is one's own swarupam. They're not two different things. And for which moksha being one's own self, jiva swarupam, jivatma swarupam, or one's own swarupam being moksha is revealed by Shankara here in this. He quotes the Prasansa quotation. See it now. Tad ananyatva prasiddhischa. Now page number 341. Tad ananyatva prasiddhischa. Okay, prasiddhi means what? It's a well-known fact of revealed by the Shruti statement, which reveals what? Ananyatvam. Ananyatvam means moksha being non-different from oneself. Moksha being non-different from oneself is called ananyatvam. Mokshasya ananyatvam. Moksha ananyatvam. Tad ananyatvam. So tad ananyatvam cha prasiddhihi. Ananyatvasya prasiddhihi asti. Ananyatvam prasiddham. Means it is well known that moksha being is non-different from oneself. What is the proof? Shankaracharya quotes. We are going to learn this mantra later on in second chapter. What is that? Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat. Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat. Is a clean quotation from Taittiriya Upanishad second chapter, which we are going to learn later on. Okay. This is Shruti, it's called Shruti Pramanam. So, in the context of Srishti Prakriya, Upanishad states that Paramatma created the entire universe. In Srishti Prakriya, when cosmology is discussed, there Upanishad states, Paramatma has created the universe. Having created, Paramatma has entered into the creation as Jivatma. So what does it mean? It means that Shruti statement make it very clear. Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat. Tad Brahma, tad means Brahma. Tad Brahma, tad Brahmatma, saha Brahmatma, jagat srishtva, having created the universe, tadeva anupravishat. Okay, Brahman himself, Brahmatma himself has entered into the creation as the Jivatma. This statement, it is not to talk about establish the creation. He quotes to state that Jivatma is none other than Paramatma. Jivatma is another than Paramatma means what? Jiva, Paramatma himself is given a different name as Jivatma because Paramatma is obtaining in the creation. That's all. Otherwise, Jivatma is Paramatma, one and the same only. Therefore, Jivatma is Paramatma, Paramatma Swarupam is Mokshaha, therefore Jivatma Swarupam also is Mokshaha, therefore Moksha is not different from Jivatma, therefore Jivatma cannot attain Mokshaha. That is the idea. Now, after giving the Shruti Pramanam, Krishna also, Shankara Bhagavatpada also presents the Smriti Pramanam. Smriti Pramanam means what? An authentic evidence from Veda he quoted, Shruti he quoted. Now he also quotes evidence from Bhagavad Gita. You'll all be very happy to know. 13th chapter, 2nd verse, Kshetra Gyanchapimam Viddi, Sarva Kshetre Shubharata. In all the kshetrams, in all the body, mind and complex, please understand Arjuna, I am the knower of the kshetram. Krishna and Krishna tells, I am the knower of the kshetrams. Kshetragyaha, I am. So kshetram is what? Body, mind and complex, he says, which means Krishna also states, which means jeeva swarupam is none other than paramatma. Jeevatma is paramatma himself. Just the name alone is another name given in keeping with the upadhi. That's all. Therefore mokshaha is paramatma swarupam, jeevatma is paramatma only, not different. Therefore moksha and jeevatma are not two different things. Therefore it cannot be attained. Ityevamadi shruti smriti satebhyaha. Ityevamadi shruti smriti satebhyaha means what? Krishna says, Shankaracharya says, I am only presenting two quotations, one from Shruti, one from Smriti. Evamadi, in this manner, okay, there are hundreds of quotations available in Shruti and Smriti, which state moksha being the swarupam of every individual jiva. Therefore, moksha cannot be attained. As moksha cannot be attained, moksha is not result of action. Okay. In page number 342, I am reading now. So with this, that Purupaksha number 3 is over. Now we come to the 4, isn't it? Do you keep track of how many points have gone? Okay. Now comes the next Purupaksha. Okay. Now, in page number 342, Gatyaishwaryadi Shruti Virodaha Iti Chet. Now Purupakshi cannot keep quiet. So he continues. What does he say? Gatyaishwaryadi Shruti Virodaha. There are statements which discuss the Gatihi. Already I told you Gati Shrutihi. Then Aishwarya Shrutihi. Aishwarya Shrutihi means Shrutis which state the, which discuss the Jiva attaining status of being the Ishwara. Aishwarya's property. Aishwarya means Ishwara's status. Ishwaratvam is called Aishwaryam. So there are Shruti statements which discuss the Jivatmas traveling from Bhuloka to higher lokas. Those statements are called Gatishrutayaha. Gatishrutihi Gatishrutayaha. There are also statements which discuss that the Jivatma who travels to Brahmaloka, etc., higher lokas, he attains the Brahmaloka status, attains the status of being one with Bhagavan, Param Ishwara. Okay, so he quotes all those statements discuss Gatishrutihi, Aishwaryashrutihi, Gatyaishwaryashrutihi, Gatyaishwaryadi Shruti Virodaha Iti Chet. That is the Purupakshi's contention. Okay, Iti Chet. If you say, oh, there is a Gatishrutihi, Aishwaryashrutihi, and if you say moksha is not attainable, if you say moksha is not attainable, then you contradict the Gatishrutihi. Moksha being non-attainable actually contradicts the Gatishrutihi or Gatyaishwarya Shrutihi. Purupakshi statement. Why Purupakshi says? Because when a person quotes Veda Mantra, it becomes his support. So he says that. Now, you all must know already the answer. Before Shankaracharya says, what is the answer? We know very well, Gatishrutihi, Aishwaryashrutihi, Gatyaishwaryashrutihi, those statements which discuss the travel, going to Brahmaloka, etc., they only present the result of karma, upasana combination. Combining karma with meditation will give such a result, but not the jnanam. Therefore, he is confusing. This Purupakshi is confused with the result of jnanam and result of combining meditation with karma. So he takes the result of combining meditation with the karma. He talks about the swarga prapti, etc. Okay. then now let me read. He continues. Athapi syat yadyapyaprapyo moksha yadi apraapyaha moksha yadyaprapyo moksha yadi moksha apraapyaha gatishrutinam sa ekadha sa yadi pitruloka kamaha stribirhva yanerva ityadi shrutinam cha kopaha syat iti chet. Is all Purupakshi's views. Make a note of it. Purupakshi, first he says the statement of moksha being the, if you say moksha is not attainable, not reachable, then your view contradicts this Gatishruti statements. Gatishruti and also Aishwaryashruti statements, for which he presents a quotation also. What he says, athapi syat yadi apraapyaha mokshaha, if you say moksha is not attainable, then gatishruti nam kopaha syat, then there will be, you are, kopaha means you are actually earning the anger of, literally it means what? You are earning the anger of Gati statements, means you are earning the Veda's anger. How? Earning the Veda's anger means what? If our views, our actions contradict Vedic statements, Vedic teaching, then it is said that we provoke Shruti's anger. Little translation, okay? What it means is, Gatishruti nam kopaha syat means there will be contradiction of Gati Aishwarya Shrutis. There will be contradiction of Vedic statements. What are they? He quotes a nice quotation from Chandogya Upanishad. Sa ekadha. This is a quotation from Chandogya Upanishad. This text also says, at once this person goes to Brahmaloka, becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. One statement. Then, saha yadi pitruloka kamaha, and this also is said, if a person is desirous of going to pitruloka, then he must perform certain rituals and he must earn punyam to go there. Another statement is there. And stri birva yanehiva, and the person is also another quotation, all three quotations from Chandogya Upanishad, the 7th chapter. 8th chapter. Stri bihiva yane hiva. This person who goes, performs karma and goes to Brahma Loka, etc., higher lokas, he will be, not only he'll go to Brahma Loka later on, he'll be blessed with all forms of comforts. Okay? That's also mentioned. Stri bihi, with women, with the vehicles, etc. There are mentioned that there is a mention of many results of combining karma with upasanam. He quotes all of them. Ityadi shruti namcha kopaha syat iti chet. Okay. If it is said your view of moksha being not attainable really contradicts the Vedic statements which discuss the benefits of combining benefits of karma and upasanam. But he says what? He calls them. He takes it to be moksha. According to Purupakshi, moksha is going to heaven is the moksha. That's why he's arguing now. Okay. Now Siddhanta. So Siddhanta is what? Siddhanta means the clarification of the doubt raised by the Purupakshi, presented by the Siddhanti. Na. Every time Shankara gives an answer saying, wow, na. No. It is not so. It is not true. Na means no, what you are saying is not correct. Why? Karya Brahma Vishayatva Tasam. Tasam means what? Tasam Shrutinam Karya Brahma Vishayatva. Tasam Shrutinam Vishayaha Karyam Brahma Asti. See, subject matter of those statements of Shruti. The Shruti statements which you quoted from Chandogya Upanishad as Gati statements and Aishwarya, Gati, Aishwarya, Shruti statements which you quote from Chandogya Upanishad, those statements are completely different. Because the subject matter of those statements is Karyam Brahma. Karyam Brahma means Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha means Ishwaraha. Here, that is Brahma Loka Praptihi. Attainment of the highest of the heavens. Oh, Pura Pakshi, you are misquoting. Your quotation, your presenting is what? No, subject matter of the those Shruti statements is Karyam Brahma Hiranyagarbha. We are talking about the Nirgunam Brahma, Param Brahma. Karyam Brahma is Sagunam Brahma. Is Ishvara. Means one has to perform karma, combine the karma with the meditation, as a result of which one can earn more punyam. And with that more punyam, a person can travel through Shukla Gati, can go to Brahma Loka. That Brahma Loka Praptihi is what? Karyam Brahma. But here we are discussing Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. Therefore he says, Shankara continues, Karyehi Brahmani Striyadayaha Syuhu Striyadayaha. See this attainment of company, good pleasures, women, etc. Striyadayaha. Those things, Syuhu. It is possible. He says, I'm not denying what you're saying. It is definitely possible to accomplish many objects of pleasures, such as, okay, where it's all possible only in Karyam Brahma. It all comes, falls within the realm of Karyam Brahma. Karyehi Brahmani Striyadayaha Syuhu. Enjoyment of pleasures and experience of pleasures, etc. is possible only within the realm of Sagunam Brahma, Karyam Brahma. But na karane. In na karane means what? Here karanam shama taken as Ishvara also. Karane means nirgune brahmani. In nirgunam brahma, it is not possible. Why nirgunam brahma it is not possible? Because nirgunam brahma is ekam. Ekame vadvitiyam. Shankaracharya also is quoting a mantraham Chandogya Upanishad. The moksha we are talking about is the swarupam of Nirgunam Brahma. And which is there as swarupam of one's own self. Which has to be discovered. Knowledge alone is required. It does not require karma. Why? Because this moksha happens to be swarupam of the Atma. Atma is one. Atma is one secondless non-dual. Brahmatma is one secondless non-dual. Therefore, moksha is one secondless non-dual. We are talking about the Nirgunam Brahma, not about the Karyam Brahma. To attain Karyam Brahma, where enjoyment of pleasures, etc. is possible, that is Swargalokaha, that is Brahmalokaha, that is Hiranyagarbha, for which subject Gati Shuddhi is the means. But here he says, Ekameva advitiyam. Means what? Ekameva advitiyam. So mokshaha is another than Atma or Brahma, which is one secondless. Only secondless reality is Brahma. And moksha is what? The very nature of that only secondless reality. And once you discover, discovering moksha is nothing but discovering Brahma. We are talking about the knowledge of reality, only secondless reality, Nirgunam Brahma. Yatra naan yat pashyati. Okay, he quotes another quotation, Chandogya Upanishad, saying, Yatra na anyat pashyati. If a person discovers Brahmatma, then from the standpoint of Brahmatma, a person can understand there's no second thing other than Brahma. Anyat na pashyati, a second thing one does not see. Are you following? Yatra anyat na pashyati. See, it's a quotation. It means after discovering Brahman, then from the standpoint of Brahman, one will not see a second thing. One does not see a second thing. All that is there is only Brahma for the person of vision of Brahman. So when he talks about moksha, he talks about Brahman only. He had to be very careful. Which means moksha, discovery of moksha, attainment of moksha is nothing but discovery of the knowledge, discovery of the truth of one's own self. So he says, Tat kena kam pashyet Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. See, all these quotations, Ekame Vadvitiyam Yatra na Anyat Pashyati. So the two Chandogya Upanishad quotations, Tat kena kam pashyet. Okay. Whom will he see? How will he see? By what will he see? This is the meaning of another sentence. What he says, all these three statements, quoted from Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, only reveal the person who has discovered Paramatma as one's own Swarupam. From the standpoint of the Paramatma Swarupam, one cannot see a second thing other than Brahma. It's exactly like after seeing the water, you will not see the ocean. You can see ocean only appearance of the water. There's no second thing other than the water. Similarly, from the standpoint of one's own Swarupam being consciousness existence, then a person can say there's no second thing other than Paramatma. Then how can one see a second thing? Because everything is non-different from Paramatma. Therefore, just as all the waves are non-different from one water, similarly, everything here is non-different from Paramatma. Therefore, the person who has discovered Paramatma will not see a second thing. How can he see a second thing? How is kena pashyet, kam pashyet, whom will he see? How will he see? By what will he see? He cannot see a second thing other than Paramatma, other than Atma. He cannot see a second thing other than Atma. He will see all that is there being only Brahman. Therefore, that is the Nirguna Brahma Vishayaha. Okay? So what we are discussing now, moksha is the Brahma Swarupam, Brahmatma Swarupam. And discovering Brahman is attaining Brahman, attaining moksha. Therefore, we are talking about the knowledge as the only means of attaining moksha. Karma is not required for attaining moksha. And what you are talking about is Gati Shruti, Aishwarya Shruti, etc. The subject matter of those Shrutis are Karyam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, not Nirgunam Brahma. Is it clear? Now, in page number 345, Virodhacha Vidyakarmanoho Samuchayanupapattihi. Okay, it's a beautiful thing he is going to quote now. Shankaracharya also mentions one more sentence. What is that? Virodhacha sandhidhar. Virodhacha vidyakarmanoho samuchayanupapattihi. I'm repeating it. Virodhacha. Not only what has been said before. Now he says, do I make it clear or is it not? Is it clear what I'm saying?
Yes, Swamini, in page 345, yeah. Swamiji says at before the next one is due, it means all the karakas are nothing but Atma. What is a karaka, Swamini?
I'm coming to the point now. See, in the Shankaracharya says in 345, Virodhat, let me tell you, he further quotes, Vidya karmanoho virodat samuchaya anupapattihi. Why he is, Kankacharya says, it is not possible, it is not tenable, what? Vidya karma noho virodat. Knowledge and karma are opposed to each other. Virodat, due to the opposition of knowledge and karma. Okay, vidya karma noho virodat. Virodat, due to the opposition of karma and knowledge, karma and jnanam. Vidya karma noha means knowledge and karma. Jnanam and karma, vidya and karma, jnanam and karma are opposed to each other. Therefore, how can we combine two factors which are opposed to each other? Samuchaya anupapatti. Samuchaya means synthesis, combination. Synthesis or combination of knowledge and karma is not possible because they are opposed to each other. Why? Karma is a product of ignorance. Therefore, which is ignorance friendly? Ignorance friendly karma and knowledge cannot be combined together as a means of attainment of moksha. He says, now, look at this. Pravilina, you are listening? Pravilina kartradi karaka visesha tattva visaya hi vidya tad viparita karaka sadhyena karmana virudhyate. Okay, listen to me. Let me tell you now. See, karma is dependent on accessories. Accessory is called karakam. In grammar also you will learn, which is why Sanskrit is important. Okay, the people who do not study Sanskrit, difficult to teach sometimes Bhashyam. You can understand vision, you can get the complete vision without Sanskrit Jnanam also, if it is taught properly through language. If you want to study, enjoy the Bhashyam, it is, then you need some Sanskrit knowledge. Karakam means accessory. Okay, kriyate anena iti karakam. Okay, see, we say karakam means karayati iti karakam, karayati iti karakam. So that which is an accessory, anything which is used as an accessory in performing an action, not only a ritual, any action is called karakam. So accessories required for performing an action is called karakam, and Shastram discusses six karakani, shad karakani. If you take the declensions of the words, except the sixth case, shashti vibhakti except shashti vibhakti, all six cases are karakas. What are they? First, the nominative case is what now presents the agent of action. Kartra karakam. The performer of an action is the first accessory. Performer of an action is called kartra karakam. Agent of action. Then object of action is called karma karakam. Kartra karakam, subject of action. Karma karakam, object of action. Karanam, instrument of action. Karanam, instrument of action. Karanam, instrument of action. Then, apadanam means beneficiary of action. Beneficiary of action, apadanam. Sampradanam. Sampradanam means beneficiary of action. Apadanam, fifth case is the purpose of action. Purpose of action. Fifth case. Purpose of action. Then, location of action, locus of action. Adhikaranam. Adhikaranam is the locus of action. the seventh case. So kartra karma karanam sampradanam apadanam adhikaranam means agent of action, object of action, instrument of action, beneficiary of action, purpose of action, locus of action, location of action. These are the six accessories required for performing any karma. Isn't it beautiful to know that? Therefore, so any performance of any ritual or any worldly action or ritual is dependent on these accessories. Karaka nimittam karma. Whereas knowledge is absolutely free. Knowledge is not dependent on any of these accessories. Why? Knowledge is not dependent on any of these accessories because, look at this. The agent of beautiful, agent of the doer is non-different from Atma. Object of action is non-different from Atma. Instrument of action is non-different from Atma. The purpose of the beneficiary of action is non-different from Atma. Purpose of action is non-different from Atma. There's no place, location is not different from Atma. Therefore, all the karakas, which are accessories required for performing karma, are non-different from Atma. All are Atma. All are Atma. If you say karta is Atma, karta is resolved in Atma. There's no karta other than the Atma. Atma is not the performer, but there's no performer without Atma. For the subject of action is Atma. When you say wave is water, it's called pravilinam. Okay? Resolving cognitively wave in its truth. Is there a wave other than water? No. There's no wave. Water is not the wave, but there cannot be a wave without water. Wave is water. It is called cognitively resolving wave in the water. Similarly, is there a karta other than Atma, the consciousness existence? No. Atma is, karta is, the doer is, performer is Atma. It's called, you are resolving cognitively the doer in Atma. Is there an object of action which is different from Atma? No. Object of action is Atma. Is instrument of action which is different from Atma? No. Instrument of action also is Atma. Is there a beneficiary of action which is different from Atma? No. Is there a purpose of action different from Atma? No. Is there a location of action, location of action which is different from Atma? No. Because everything is Atma. Atma is non-separate from everything. Everything is non-different from Atma. Therefore, he says, they are opposed to each other. Is it clear now? All the accessories are non-different from Atma. Therefore, Atma cannot be attained by karma, which is dependent on accessories. One thing. Second thing, karma, which is dependent on all the accessories in order to have any action or ritual has to happen, then it is dependent on all these accessories. Therefore, they are diagonally opposed to each other. Vidya karmanoho virodhat samuchaya anupapattihi. There is an impossibility of combination of karma and knowledge because of their opposite. Okay, they are opposed to each other. Okay. He says, pravilina kartradi karaka visesha. Kartradi means what? Adi means karta, etc. Kartra adi kartradi. Kartra adi means karta, karma, etc. Kartra is a first. He only mentioned only one accessory. He mentions Kartru Adi, Karta Mudaliya, Karaka Visesha. Means Karakas. Tattavisha, Pravilina Tattavishyaha means all Karaka such as Karta etc. are resolved in the truth as non-different from the truth. Okay, Pravilina Kartradi Karaka Visesha Tattavishaya Vidya. So knowledge is of the, please listen, the subject matter of the knowledge is Atma, and that Atma is that in which all the Karakas are resolved as non-different from the Atma. Whereas, Tad Viparita Karaka Sadhyena Karmana Virudyate. And what about karma? Karma is opposed to that knowledge, because karma is accomplishable through the karakas. Karakaihi sadhyate. Karaka sadhyate. Karaka sadhyena. See, karma karaka sadhyam. Any karma is accomplishable through the accessories. So karma which is accomplishable through accessories is opposed to knowledge, and knowledge and karma are opposed to each other. Okay? Because karma is karaka sadhyam. Karma is accomplishable only through karakas. Therefore, it is opposed. No, viparita, completely different. Tad viparita, karaka sadhya karmana virudyate. Is opposed to, knowledge is opposed to karma. Knowledge is opposed to karma, which is accomplishable through the accessories. By which charge it is opposed? The knowledge of the Atma, in which all the karakas are resolved, that knowledge is opposed to karma, which is accomplishable through accessories. Is it clear? Knowledge is opposed to karma, because knowledge is of the Atma in which all the karakas are resolved cognitively, resolvable cognitively. Okay, the knowledge is opposed to karma, which is accomplishable only through accessories. Okay. Now, page number 348. If there's any doubt, please ask me. I'm just going ahead, assuming that you are understanding.
Oh, Swamini, it's very difficult to understand why karma is a product of ignorance.
Oh, I explained to you, Prabhuji, you have to go back and listen to the introduction talks. In this class, I can't take time to talk.
Okay.
Very beginning, I told you, explained to you this before I came to this, why karma is product of ignorance. Product means what? Karma is the cause of ignorance of self. Were there in the class, introductory class? Product means what? What causes the karma? Disease only causes the karma. You perform any actions performed impelled by the natural urges and the disease. And the disease are caused by your sense of inadequacy. Sense of inadequacy is because of your limitations. Wrong notion you have about yourself. That is because of wrong perception of yourself. And you mistake the body, mind, complex for yourself. That is because you do not know what you are. Okay.
But Swamini, without karma, you can't get, can you get chitta shuddhi without doing karma yoga?
No. Without karma, chitta shuddhi is impossible, Parashant Sardama. That is, he is going to tell that. Okay. But karma is only for chitta shuddhi.
Okay.
But not for moksha. See, okay, what he says, for moksha, what you need is only jnanam. Pure knowledge is the only means of atmanta, moksha. But for that jnanam, you need chitta shuddhi. But chitta shuddhi, you need karma. Which means he is going to say finally, karma and jnanam are opposed. Means they not, they can be combined. You can't do both. You see, you can't have day and night together simultaneously. Like that. They cannot be combined, but they can be combined not simultaneously, but sequentially.
But sequentially. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's what he's going to explain later on. Karma is important. Karma is important for antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naishchalyam. So karma, vidya, karma, samuchayaha, combination of a synthesis of knowledge and karma is possible if how? Sequentially, but not simultaneously. But a poor Pakshi's problem is he doesn't even talk about Atma. He only thinks of Brahmaloka Prapti. He, for him, that is the idea. And he says knowledge and karma should be combined simultaneously. That is the problem.
Swaminyama, how do we understand that all karmas are resolved in knowledge?
Not in knowledge. What I'm saying, see that what is discussed is knowledge is of the Atma.
Yeah.
What do we want for moksha? What we want for moksha is knowledge of the Atma. That's called Vidya. The word he, Shankaracharya, suddenly he changed, okay? He uses the term Vidya now here. So Vidya means Jnanam. Jnanam, knowledge of what? Knowledge of the Atma. Okay? And that knowledge of Atma is opposed to karma. So you cannot combine this jnanam, knowing the Atma and performing the ritual, you cannot combine. You cannot combine. For moksha. What you want for moksha is only jnanam.
Knowledge.
Knowledge of the Atma. Why you cannot combine? Because they are opposed to each other. Opposed to each other means what? See, karma is dependent on accessories to perform. If any karma has to be accomplished, any action has to be done, it is dependent on accessories. Karaka sadhyam karma. Sadhyam means what? Any action is performable, accomplishable only through the accessories. You have to use the accessories. Okay, whereas the knowledge is of the Atma, that Atma is free from karakas. Why? Free from karakas. There's no karaka which is independent of the Atma. Every karaka is non-different from Atma. Atma is not any of the karakams. Atma is not any of the accessories. But all the accessories are Atma. Atma is non-different from accessories, but all the accessories are Atma.
Thank you, Swaminyama.
Okay, now page number 348. Nahi ekam vastu paramarthataha kartrutvadi viseshavat. So let me stop and explain every word sentence here. Nahi ekam vastu paramarthataha kartrutvadi viseshavat tachunyam cha iti ubhayata drashtum shakyate. You cannot say ekam vastu means what? You see one thing, but you cannot say one person is tall and short. Can you say that? Oh, he is tall and short. Either he must be tall or he must be short. The two attributes which are opposed to each other cannot coexist in the same locus. Is it clear? In the same way, you can say ekam vastu, Atma is one, Brahmatma is one reality. You cannot say that one reality, you say that Brahmatma is free from all the accessories. Brahmatma has all accessories. You cannot say that. So what he says, Paramarthataha ekam vastu kartrutvadi viseshavat. Okay, Paramarth, that one vastu has all the attributes, such all the accessories. It has the attributes of having accessories. Then tat chunyam. No, Paramatma is what? Free from all accessories. Iti ubhayata drashtum shakyate. It is not possible to see one and the same reality as both. One endowed with attributes such as dualship, etc. And at the same time, Atma is free from all attributes. You cannot see that. Ubhayata drashtum na shakyate. It is not possible for one to see one thing as both. One ended with the attributes, one without the attributes. No. It's not possible. Avashyam hi, avashyam hyantaram, avashyam hyantaran mithyasyat. Which means, between the two, what avashyam hi antaram mithyasyat. Antaram mithya, another one must be mithya. Definitely, if two things are there, between them, both cannot be satyam. He says, definitely one of the two must be mithya. Which means, if one is dependent on accessories, other one is not dependent on accessories, then that which is dependent is mithya. That which is independent alone is satyam. Anyatarasya cha mithyatva prasange yuktam yat svabhavika jnana vishayasya dvaitasya mithyatvam. Wherever possible, Shankaracharya will bring in the duality also being mithya. Anyatarasya cha mithyatva prasange yuktam yat swabhavika ajnana vishayasya dvaitasya mithyatvam. Look at this. If between the two, one is mithya, another one is satyam. What is it? Vidya is satyam here. Vidya satyam means what? Here atma is satyam. The knowledge of atma is what is wanted. That atma is satyam. Okay? And the atma is free from all attributes of even accessories. Atma is not the karta. If you say karta, atma is karta becomes the visesha, attribute. Atma is free from the attributes of accessories. Whereas, the same atma cannot be said to have all the attributes. Atma is free from attributes. Therefore, the karma which is dependent on accessories is mithya. Whereas the knowledge is of the Atma, that Atma is free from attributes, that is which is satyam. Atma, which is independent of the attributes, is satyam. Whereas karma, which is dependent on the accessories, is mithya. Now he says, now dvaitam itself is duality, is mithya. Duality has mithyatvam. Dvaitasi mithyatvam. What is duality? The knower known duality involving the divisions of accessories. Knower of action, the doer of action, instrument of action, object of action, etc. When this duality itself, the knower known duality involving these all the other accessories is also mithya. Dvaitam is mithya. Why Dvaitam is mithya? Because Dvaitam, which is Ajnana Vishayasya Dvaitasya Mithyatvam. Their perception of dualities itself is because of ignorance. Because of ignorance of what is absolutely real, the duality which is not real is mistaken to be satyam. Okay? Absolutely what is real is non-dual reality. Reality is non-dual. And that non-dual reality alone is satyam. Whereas this knower known duality is mithya. But now we mistake the knower known duality, mithya duality to be satyam because of the ignorance of the satyam. If we know what is satyam, then we can understand duality being mithya. Therefore, duality itself is because of what? The mithya duality is caused by ignorance. Ajnana vishayaha. Ajnana vishayaha dvaitam. Dvaita darshanam. Ajnana vishayasya dvaitasya mithyatva means duality itself is mistaken to be reality purely because of ignorance. It is the ignorance which makes you see the duality. So ignorance is, therefore, the duality caused by ignorance is mithya. Why, how do you say? Because swab ajnana vishayasya dvaitasya mithyatvam. Swabhavika ajnana vishayasya mithyatvam. How do you know? Because it is ignorance. Karma is the product of ignorance. Any karma, action itself is product of ignorance. And action is dependent on accessories. Therefore, all actions are, karma is mithya. Because of dependence upon the accessories. Not only karma is mithya, karma is the effect of the ignorance. Therefore, ignorance causes duality is also mithya. Is it clear? How he says, listen to me carefully, all the karmas which are dependent on accessories are mithya. Therefore he says, the duality which is caused by ignorance also is mithya. Ignorance causes two things. Karma is a product of ignorance. Karma is mithya because it's dependent on accessories. Now, duality caused by ignorance also is mithya. See, he brings in the idea here. When you are discussing the karmas, okay, he is also talking about the dvaitam. What is mithya? He says, that which has dependence is mithya. Now, karma is mithya. Why karma is mithya? Because karma, are you listening? Karma is dependent on accessories. Therefore, karma is mithya. If karma, which is dependent on accessories, is mithya, karma is the product of what? Ignorance. Therefore, if karma, which is product of ignorance, is mithya, then similarly, duality, which is caused by ignorance, also is mithya. Got the point? How he wants to remain in between, does not want to forget. Shankaracharya always is conscious of establishing the non-duality. In this context, he says, ignorance caused anything, ignorance caused is mithya. Ignorance caused karma is mithya because of its dependence upon the accessories. Now understand, the duality also is caused by ignorance, which is also mithya, which is not satyam. So what is satyam then? Non-duality alone is satyam. Okay, non-duality alone is satyam. Duality is mithya. Why duality is mithya? Because it is caused by ignorance. On what context, in which context he says? Ignorance caused karma is mithya. Okay, so also ignorance caused duality is also mithya. He goes out of the track and he explains this. Okay, now, yatrahi, dvaitamiva bhavati. Now he quotes Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Katho Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, many quotations Shankaracharya presents. Yatrahi dvaitamiva bhavati, where Atma is only reality in which as though the duality appears. Duality is only appearance of the non-dual reality. One quotation. Second thing. Mrityoho cha mrityumapnoti. So the person who is ignorant of this non-duality of reality is continuously remains in samsara. What does it mean? As long as a person is ignorant of the Atma, he cannot attain moksha. And now you are talking about performing karma as a means of attainment of moksha? No. Performance of karma is not a means of attainment of moksha. Does it make sense? Okay. So he quotations, why he presents all these quotations? Mrityoho samrityum apnoti. Mrityoho mrityum apnoti means this person goes from death to death. Which person? The person who performs karma earns punyam. In order to exhaust punyam, he'll be born again and again. He'll be traveling from one death to another death. There's no moksha for him. And you are saying karma should be combined with the jnanam for attaining moksha. No. Karma will retain a person in samsara. Karma, even the good karma, even the performance of ritual, etc., will produce punyam. The punyam has to be exhausted. To exhaust the punyam, one has to be born again and again. So karma will produce punyam. That punyam will retain a person in samsara. He'll be going from death to death to death to death. He'll be born, die, again he'll be born, again he'll be dying. So he'll be mrityoho samrityumapnoti. He'll be going from one death to another death. Which means he'll continue to be in samsara. There's no mokshaha. Atha yatranyat pashyati tadalpam. He says, if a person sees second thing other than oneself, then that is not great. Why? It is small. Which means, alpa means what? The person who sees second thing other than oneself, is becomes a very, very mean thing because an individual, alpam. In total, there's a second thing. From the standpoint of reality, Atma, one cannot see a second thing. Then he says, another example he gives, Anyaha aso anyaha aham asmiti sahana veda. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is said the jnani, the one who knows the Atma, does not see the difference. Oh, this is different from me. That is different from me. He is other than me. From the standpoint of Atma, one cannot see another thing, second thing at all. Okay? The seeing the second thing, it's because of the ignorance of reality. And finally, he quotes mantra from Taittiriya Upanishad, where it is said, Udaramantaram kurute. Athatasya bhayam bhavati. Even if a person makes a slightest of difference from what? Difference, sees a slightest of difference, then that causes fear. Taittiriya Upanishad beautifully states, it is seeing a second thing other than oneself. As long as a person sees second thing other than oneself, there will be fear. Okay, udaram antaram kurute. Even slightest difference a person sees, then there'll be fear. Which means, see the three main philosophies, not main philosophies, two other schools, Vedantic schools, they call it. In Dvaitam, they say, I am different from Bhagavan. In Visishtadvaitam, they say, I am part of Bhagavan. It's called slightest division. And I am Bhagavan, means what? I am the whole. I am different from the universe. I am part of the universe. I am the whole. I am not different from the universe. The three schools, three different vision, two different views, one vision. One is the vision of the fact, I am non-different from the whole is a vision of non-duality. I am part of the whole is a view of Visishtadvaitam. I am different from the whole is a Dvaitam. All acharyas are great acharyas. They have tremendous in devotion people, but a slight difference is there. But Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Upanishad says, Udaram Antaram Kurute. Ut means slight, okay? Antaram, difference. Slightest difference a person makes also, it will cause fear. Don't worry about the quotations and all. So he presents all these quotations to state there is no moksha possible, okay, as a result of karma. Okay, karma cannot produce moksha. Karma, because karma will retain a person in bondage. Because karma will produce the phalam. Second thing, the duality will be there. As long as karma is there, a person will continue to be in duality. And duality is bondage. Duality is mithya. That's why he said, first of all, it is ignorance which is the root cause of performance of even karma. And the karma is dependent on accessories. Therefore, karma is mithya. So karma produced by ignorance, which is dependent on accessories, is mithya. Therefore, just as karma, which is product of ignorance, is mithya, so also duality, perception of duality, which is also caused by ignorance, is mithya. Okay? Therefore, freedom implies the freedom is non-dual reality. Mokshaha and Advaitam, non-dual reality, are one and the same. The reality which is non-dual and freedom are not two different things. So we are talking about the jnanam, knowledge alone is required for the moksha. Karma need not be, cannot be, should not be combined with the jnanam as a means of attaining moksha, because they are opposed to each other. Okay, paraspara viruddhau, they are opposed to each other. Because knowledge is of the Atma, which is independent of everything. Why independent? Everything is mithya. All six karakas are dependent on Atma for their very existence. All these accessories are mithya. Karma is mithya. Karma, everything is dependent on Atma for their existence. Whereas Atma is independent of all of them. Atma is satyam. Karma is mithya. Karakas are mithya. Now here, whereas moksha is the swarupam of the Atma. Therefore, karma and jnanam are opposed to each other. Is it clear? I assume that it is, Swamiji has explained everything, that's why I'm just taking it for granted. Now, page number 356. See, what, without saying one word, you can easily say. Very easy to teach this, not difficult. Because quotations have to be also discussed. The quotations may cause you feel confused. Really speaking, quotations are presented by acharyas, Purupakshi as well as Otsiddhanti, just in support of their argument. I am not saying whatever I present here as my view, my contention is based on what Shruti says. That is why they had to present the quotations. Because Shastram is the Pramanam. Oh, this is what Shastram says, Shruti says, Upanishad says. They had to quote the present the quotations. Now, in page number 356, Satyatvam cha ekatvasya ekadaivanush anudrashtavyam ekadhayeva anudrashtavyam is a Brihadaranyaka Upanishad quotation. ஏகதா ஏவ அனுதிரஷ்டவ்யம், ஏகதைவானுதிரஷ்டவ்யம். சோ ஹி சேஸ் கர்மா இன்வால்வ்ஸ் டிவிஷன்ஸ், டியுவாலிட்டிஸ். வி ஆர் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் தி நான் டுவல் ரியாலிட்டி as the means of discovery of non-dual reality is said to be jnanam, which is a means of moksha. Where, so he says ekatva satyatvam cha ekatvasya, okay, always in all the ekatvasya, oneness of the reality alone has the status of being the reality. Oneness of the reality alone has the status of being the reality. A duality is mithya. Therefore, and many Upanishads reveal the same fact. He quotes, Ekadha eva anudrashtavyam. Ekadha eva anudrashtavyam means, anudarshana means recognition. Okay, anudarshana means recognition. Anudrashtavya means should be recognized. What be recognized? The absolute reality, the ultimate truth implied by the term Atma or Brahman must be recognized as the only secondless non-dual reality. Parambarulai irandattradagathaan purindhu kolla vendum. பரம்பொருள் இரண்டற்றதாகத்தான் புரிந்து கொள்ளப்பட வேண்டும். ஏகமேவ அத்விதீயம், சாந்தோக்கிய உபனிஷத். நோ, அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் ஒன் செகண்ட்லெஸ். ஏகம் ஏவ அத்விதீயம், முண்டகோபனிஷத். பிரம்ம ஏவேதகம் சர்வம், பிரம்ம ஏவ இதம் சர்வம். ஆல் தட் இஸ் இஸ் ஒன்லி பிரம்ம. What does it mean? All the T series only Brahman means there is no second thing other than Brahma. Chandogya Upanishad, Atma Vedagam Sarvam, Atma Eva Idagam Sarvam, Atma Eva Idam Sarvam, Brahma Eva Idam Sarvam. All the T series only Brahma, all the T series only Atma. Brahman is only secondless reality. Brahman should be recognized as the secondless only reality. These are all different beautiful quotations from Chandogya Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad. Shankaracharya quotes. What he says is, our goal is moksha. For moksha, we need knowledge alone. Knowledge of this non-dual, secondless reality is what is wanted for moksha. Okay? Whereas we should not combine karma, need not combine karma with jnanam. Why? Because karma involves duality and moksha is in knowledge of non-dual reality. How can we combine karma, which is associated with the duality and which is mithya, with knowledge which is of the non-dual reality? Which is satyam. See, karma which is mithya and the knowledge is of satyam. Karma which is mithya, which is associated with duality, whereas knowledge is of atma which is non-dual reality. So how can we combine? Is it clear? Two factors he says. One is, karma is mithya dependent on mithya accessories, which is a product of ignorance. Whereas jnanam is of atma, which is independent satyam. And karma is associated with duality. And jnanam is atma, which is non-dual reality. Got it? Therefore, karma and jnanam cannot be combined. Ityadi shruti satchatebhyaha. Such statements of shruti, hundreds of shruti statements, which reveal the oneness, secondlessness, non-duality of the reality. And what we need for moksha is the vision of the non-dual reality. We do not need to, cannot combat karma, which is mithya. We need the knowledge of satyam. We cannot combine the knowledge of satyam with mithya karma, product of ignorance. We cannot combine knowledge which is of the non-dual reality with karma, which involves duality. Is it clear? That is the teaching here. Now, I move on to page number 358. Now he says, further, nacha. Can you move on to the next one? Nacha, sampradanadi karaka bheda darshane karma upapadyate. See, karma na upapadyate. Karma na upapadyate means what now? It is not possible to think of karma. Karma is not tenable. Where? Says, sampradanadi karaka bheda adarshane. Okay, suppose Atma is free from all karakas. There's no karaka bheda darshanam. There's no karaka. There's no difference of karakas. Like agent of action, object of action, instrument of action, they're all different. One karakam is different from the other karakam. This difference of karakas is not there on the part of the Atma. Therefore, and what, therefore it is said here, so it is not possible to associate Atma with the karma, which involves the karaka differences. Sampradanadi karaka bheda adarshane karma na upapadyate. Anyatva darshana apavalascha.
Swamini, this is Siddhanti, isn't it?
Which one? Yeah, Siddhanti still.
Still.
Yeah, no. That's why I said the poor Pakshi comes next only. That's why I said, let me start read and stop here, I said.
Okay.
See, Siddhanti, until now Siddhanti only.
Yeah.
The poor Pakshi comes next page. That's why I want to stop here. I said, let me complete this particular aspect. See, Shankaracharya stops here. What he said, why karma and jnanam are opposed to each other? Why they cannot be combined, he explained very clearly. Now he is concluding here saying, sampradanadi karaka bheda adarshane karma na upapadyate. Suppose the karaka difference is where you do not find the karaka division or difference, there action is not possible. Action can happen only on the part of something which is subject to these divisions. Okay. Therefore, the karaka bheda adarshane, suppose if you cannot see the difference of karakas on the part of something, there you cannot see karma also. Now, Atma is absolutely free from all karakas. The pure, limitless existence consciousness is not the karta, not the karma, not the karanam, not the sampradanam, not the apadanam, not the adhikaranam, not any of the accessories of karma, not the agent, not the object, not the instrument, etc., not the beneficiary, etc. Therefore, all this difference, especially he means, see, the beneficiary of an action. Atma is not the beneficiary of the action. Because Atma has the doer of action also. This performer and the beneficiary of the action, etc. This karaka differences, if it is karaka difference is not found on the part of the Atma, then it is not possible for action also there. Therefore, Atma is not associated with any karma. The Atma is free from all karaka differences. Atma is free from all differences. Then, anyatva darshanapavadascha vidya vishaye sahasrashaha shuyate. Anyatva darshana apavadascha vidya vishaye sahasrashaha shuyate. Again, suppose once a person has the jnanam, definitely after the attainment of clear knowledge, definitely it is not possible for a person to see a second thing being real. A person cannot see a second thing as reality. He can see a second thing only as mithya. And such statements also we hear a lot in Upanishads. Ataha, therefore, finally Shankaracharya concludes, Ataha, therefore, virodaha, opposition, vidya karmanoho, this opposition of knowledge and karma. Vidya and karma are definitely opposed to each other. Therefore, they cannot be combined. Atascha, therefore, samuchaya anupapattihi, the impossibility of synthesis of karma and jnanam. Atra yaduktam samhatabhyam vidyakarmabhyam mokshahaiti anupapannam. Therefore, water has been mentioned by you as vidyakarmabhyam samhatabhyam mokshahaiti anupapannam. It is impossible that what you stated as by the moksha is accomplishable, attainable through the combination of karma and jnanam. It is not correct. It is not possible. It is not possible. It is not acceptable. Anupapannam, it is not possible. What is not possible? Moksha is not possible. As a result of what? Vidya karmabhyam samhatabhyam. Through the combination of knowledge and karma, moksha being attainable is not possible. Okay? It is not possible. There is no possibility of combining karma and moksha, karma and jnanam, because of their opposite nature. They are opposed to each other. See, samhata also means samuchayaha samhata. Both mean the same. Samuchayaha means combination, synthesis. Similarly, samhata also is combined. Okay, synthesized. That is the meaning. Combined. Samhata. Same meaning. Samhatabhyam vidya karmabhyam mokshaha iti na anupapannam. It is not possible. So Shankaracharya established his view, vision. He refuted his Purapakshi's contention. But Purapakshi will not keep quiet. Will come back again with one more view, which we'll see next class.